Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls love wine. And we're back on a Tuesday and we have a brand new co-host, Natty Waters.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. We had some technical difficulty, but we're starting back.
It's okay.
It's all good. We had a dress rehearsal.
It was a great test run.
Thank you so much for being here.
Sure.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a wife and a mother, and I'm really into movies. I like indie movies, romantic comedies, and mostly those movies that kind of bend your brain. You have to watch it a couple of times.
What's your favorite bending of the brain movie?
I would say the brain bender movies. Recently was The Inception.
Okay.
Did you ever see that with Leo DiCaprio?
Yes. Yeah. And I remember when it was over, I was like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
It just happened.
I still don't know.
Okay,
but
good.
But I mean, I like watching them over and over to try and, well, not run right after another. But.
A Saturday and a Sunday. Back to back
Inception.
There you
go. Right. But yeah, like you just kind of have to pay attention to the small details and figure out what's going on. As far as like indie movies, I would say, earlier we were talking about the French director. His name's Michel Gondry.
Okay.
And he just, he's kind of like an optical illusionist. And if you watch any other French movies, the French directors like to play with your mind like that. And they just kind of bring a lot of, I want to say like a fantasy world to screen. And it just makes you...
And that's something that the French really like to do?
Well, from the two directors that I really like, you can tell that that's kind of in their mindset when they're making movies. So,
and what do you mean by optical illusion in a movie?
So, it's kind of hard. So Michel Gondry has a scene, so the movie that I'm thinking of is Amelie, which has Audrey Tautou, who she was in The Da Vinci Code a few years ago with Tom Hanks.
I didn't fall into that.
She's a really big French actress, and
okay.
That was her breakthrough role for America.
And she's still United doing States. Well after that?
I haven't really seen her anywhere else other than that movie.
Okay.
But she is a really well-known French actress, and Amelie was the one that she starred in, and then there's also another movie called... I just lost it. Oh, Eternal Sunshine for a Spotless Mind. So Eternal Sunshine for a Spotless Mind is this movie about getting your memory erased from your ex-lover.
Oh, wow.
It's a very interesting concept, and it's a very good breakup movie. I recommend it to every single person because it's such a good...
And it's called The Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind?
Of the Spotless Mind.
Of the Spotless Mind.
Yes.
I only messed up one word, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
But it kind of, like, takes you through... So this guy wants to get the procedure done, and it just takes you through his memory. And the way that they detail it as his memory's being erased, like, just the way that they, I guess... The smoke and mirrors that come out, like people's faces start to kind of go away.
Oh, wow.
Like they're in a bookstore and then it turns into a beach because the two memories are kind of collaborating.
Okay.
So it's just such a cool movie and just the concepts that they bring to life.
I think it sounds like a movie I would really like.
It's
because I really like the independent movies.
Yes, it's such a good movie. So I recommend it.
I just saw Boyhood.
Okay.
Last night with Steve. It comes out this Friday.
Awesome.
So I think we can go ahead and talk about it. But this was filmed over a 12-year period.
Right.
So the same, I want to say four main people.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Patricia Arquette, who plays the mom.
Uh-huh.
Ethan Hawke, who plays the dad, but they're not together. And then the two kids.
Okay.
And you watch them for 12 years, but it's... It was a 3-hour movie, but it didn't feel like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was a fly on the wall of this family, just watching them evolve and go through stuff. seeing marriages come and go. It was amazing.
Like a reality movie.
I would say 5 hot pink stars out of 5.
Wow.
Yeah. Very cool. Not even like a reality, because it was, you could tell it was a movie.
Right. What I meant by that was like you can relate to it.
Yes.
Relative, maybe.
Yeah.
It was more so the key word. I don't know.
But like you were pointing out earlier, I was wondering what technology exists today wasn't 12 years ago.
Right. So you would think the...
Mm-hmm. And that was one of the first things that you look at when the opening scene, it shows like a 5 or 6 year old boy laying on the grass, and you could tell that's going to be one of the main characters. Mm-hmm. And I'm like staring at the screen going like, wow, how does this look like exactly like the quality of every other movie I've seen recently?
Right.
When it was 12 years ago. Right. But I don't know if they did like some like digitization across the screen. I don't even know. Yeah. I don't know that stuff.
Yeah, I don't either. I would say probably they put a filter to make it more fluid.
So you just graduated from school.
Correct.
We forgot to talk about this.
Oh, yes.
And so you have some knowledge when it comes to, like, the technical part of, like,
somewhat
production.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's a lot of programs out there that can make movies pretty. I don't know how to use them.
They can also make people sound pretty when they sing.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we were, what else? There's a lot of technology. And yeah, it just, one of my questions when I was reading the article was, technology has changed so much within the last 12 years. You know, even within the last 30 years. Think mm-hmm. about what we were doing back, you know, 30 years ago to
you
what we're doing.
You weren't born.
Well, even still, like, when I was a kid, like, we didn't have cell phones, mm-hmm. you know? My daughter was just asking me, she's like, did you have cell phones as a kid? No. What'd you do in the car? We were bored.
We were. I hated car rides.
Yeah.
I used to want a minivan so I could, like, have toys everywhere.
Uh-huh.
That's the only reason I want a minivan.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And now they have TVs in minivans mm-hmm. and... outlets so the kids can play video games at all times.
iPad, cell phones.
It's crazy. How old were you when you got your first cell phone?
16.
So I was a sophomore in college.
Okay.
And I had to do the $200 down because I had no credit.
Gotcha.
And I got that back after a year. And it was not a fancy phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like maybe 300 minutes a month.
Oh, yeah.
No text messaging
Absolutely.
At that time.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Those are outrageous.
I was so proud. I still have the same phone number. That's why my number is a Missouri number.
Awesome.
But definitely gone through several different phone upgrades.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And now I couldn't imagine, like, any time, like, someone was telling me that people aren't as smart as they used to be because we don't have to think.
Right.
We have these cell phones where the moment you have to start to think, you're like, wait, I can Google that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to know where anything is because I have my map app.
Right.
I don't have to know the words to songs because I have, you know,
artists. Lyrics right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm a YouTube fiend.
Me too. Do you watch the makeup girls?
No.
Like, there's a bunch of girls that show you different techniques for makeup.
Interesting.
I'm obsessed with those.
Very cool.
And all my music.
Yes.
I follow.
That's what I do. I just watch music videos. I think of a song, I pop it into YouTube, and then I watch the suggestions on the side.
Yes.
So,
it's a rabbit hole.
Oh, it is.
You totally get sucked in.
And it's so funny, the comments where you happen upon this weird video, and then the comments are like, well, I'm on the weird side of YouTube again, you know.
Right. So, Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook.
Do you have a Twitter account?
I do, yeah.
I have tried the Twitter thing,
mm-hmm.
and I tweet, but I feel like my tweets are just very insignificant in the big scheme of the world.
Yeah.
Like, I look at some people's tweets, and I'm like, wow, that was very clever.
Yeah.
It's probably like, you know, watching a comic on stage, you're like, oh, that's funny, I never thought of it like that before. But these are like average people tweeting.
Right.
I'm a big fan of Big Brother. Do you watch that? Not a reality fan.
Mm.
Okay. It's the only reality show I've fallen victim to.
Oh, really?
And I've been watching it for many years. And I watch everyone just following the Big Brother world.
Oh.
And it's, I get sucked in for hours.
Sure.
But I don't tweet. So then I feel like I'm kind of a stalker.
I feel that way sometimes too on Facebook.
Yes.
Like the news feed. Oh, it's so funny. I'll go to a party.
Uh-huh.
And I'll see this girl or guy that I haven't seen in several months.
Right.
And then we're like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I saw you got engaged. Oh, I saw you're pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, like all this stuff is right in front of your face. And so that takes away your time of
catching up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a high school reunion every single day.
It is.
It's crazy.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
So are you originally from Denver?
I am. Well,
Colorado.
Rural Colorado. Yeah.
Rural.
Rural.
Like how far outside town?
Probably about 40 miles east of Denver, 30 east of Aurora.
So is it quite in Kansas?
It's 3 hours from Kansas.
Okay.
So it's probably like a 30 to 40 minute drive if you're going into Denver. So it's east. It's on the I-70 corridor.
Okay.
So it's headed toward Kansas, just not as far.
Is it windy out there?
Absolutely. That's the worst part about it.
And you've been here in Denver for how long?
About 3 or 4 years. So, yeah.
What do you like most about Denver?
I like the convenience of everything. I grew up in a rural town.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a stoplight, or we had a grocery store, a movie rental place, and a couple of parks. So we didn't really have a whole lot of exciting.
Did the same person own all of the businesses?
No, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, they.
Because that's how it was in my, like, you had the families that owned, like, the grocery store, the pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it wasn't. I mean, there's money out there, but not like that. There's a lot of banks, too. And a lot of liquor stores.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Right. Unfortunately, growing up, you were either a really good kid or you partied. Guess which one I was.
And did you have a Walmart?
No.
Oh, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So we had a Walmart. It closed on Sundays, and I think it closed at 8 o'clock every night, but we had a Walmart. It didn't have a grocery section.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a Walmart.
It was just a regular Walmart.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you remember those?
Yeah,
okay.
Actually.
All right.
No,
but you didn't have a Walmart.
I don't, actually. No, I do. I do
As
remember.
As I'm getting older, like, I'm like, do you remember that? Because I remember that.
I do.
I'm testing, like, how old am I really?
No, I remember just the Walmart. I remember the Kmarts that were just like, you know.
Just Kmarts.
Yeah.
And those have kind of gone away.
Yeah, I don't think there are.
There's a couple.
I haven't seen any in a while. But I'm sure there are somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I still see the commercials on television.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's funny when they advertise stuff that's not. Like, I lived in Portland, Oregon for a little while.
Oh.
And they used to always advertise for Cece's Pizza,
mm-hmm.
which is just a pizza buffet here in Colorado.
Right.
And so at the time, you know, I'm thinking, I want some Cece's Pizza. So I go onto my internet and try and Google where it's at, and there's one in Washington.
One?
Not in Oregon.
The state.
Yeah.
Of Washington. There's one.
Well, I think
You
had to go into a different state.
How far away?
I can't even remember. I just remember thinking that, why would you advertise that? It's like false advertisement.
How many, is it popular here? There was one back home.
Yeah, there was a few that I could think of. I think they've closed
Cece's
now.
Pizza. Though, I like their dessert pizzas.
I just like their pizza. I like pizza. That's probably one of my guilty pleasure foods.
So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out.
Uh-huh.
And they have the Pizza Bites.
Oh.
Like, from the movie.
Oh.
Pizza Hut has come out with a version. Do you know what I'm talking about at all?
Are you talking about like the bag, the frozen bag?
No.
Oh, no, I don't know.
But they have a pizza that's inspired by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, which I had forgot about since I haven't watched Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited about that. Pizza Hut is my favorite pizza.
Nice.
Most people think I'm crazy. They have stuffed crust pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why.
Really?
What's your favorite?
I was never really a big fan of their stuffed crust. I used to love Pizza Hut,
mm-hmm.
but their taste is a lot different.
It is. It's probably all the preservatives they put in.
Probably. But I like Papa Murphy's. That's probably my favorite.
I've not done the Papa Murphy's. That's where you get it frozen and you bring it home and pop it in the oven?
Yeah, it's actually, it's a fresh pizza. You just bake it at home.
Right. So I need to do that.
It's good.
I like Anthony's pizza.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The slices that are the size of my head.
I unfortunately ordered a Sicilian.
What's that?
It's like a baguette. Okay. With cheese and sauce on top of it. Mm. So it's just really thick. Like, thicker than deep crust.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like eating bread. And I didn't know that. If I would have known that. I like bread.
But when you're expecting pizza.
Yeah. But I like Anthony's. Anthony's is really good.
If it's not stuffed crust, mm-hmm. I like thin crust.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's why I like. Anthony's is a thinner crust, and mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never been in New York, but that's how I picture New York-style pizza.
I haven't either, and... That's
it's on the list.
Exactly.
Yeah. It is. I've been to Vegas. That was on the list. I've been to LA. That was on the list.
Very cool.
Want to go to New York. And then I'm going to focus on outside of the country. But right now, I just need to hit New York.
Yeah.
People are like, where do you want to go? Where do you want to travel? I'm like, New York.
Yeah.
I sound so small town. But then I will look at Paris and Australia. Right. And some of the other places.
Yeah, we actually went to Canada for our honeymoon, and it was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, Canada? Vancouver was...
Was it cold?
No, it was September, so it was like 70, 80s. It was perfect weather. It was gorgeous.
Because I'm all about going south when I'm traveling, because I'm so cold-natured that I need it to be warmer where I'm going.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I made the mistake of going to Washington to meet my brother. He doesn't live there, but he was vacationing there. Meet him and his family there. And it was like 75 in July. I'm like, this is not summertime.
Yeah.
We went to the Twilight
movie.
Yeah, not the movie, the place where it's based out of.
Okay.
And we went to Seattle, and I was miserable.
Really?
I could never live up there.
Oh.
Did you love it?
I love it up there.
I feel like you either love it or hate it.
Probably.
It's one of those things. So, you're new, so we need to know a little bit more about you.
Okay.
Music. What's on repeat?
So, I have two.
Two songs?
Two songs that are constantly playing. Just those ones that you hit.
Repeat?
Yeah, or you just hit the back button so that it'll play again. So, my first one is a throwback. It's Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
I love Fleetwood Mac, and that's probably my favorite song by them. The other one is called It's Never Over by Arcade Fire, and that's a new single off of their newer album.
And I feel like I've heard of them, but my taste in music right now is country.
Okay.
So I don't know. I've heard of Fleetwood Mac. Uh-huh. I've heard some of their songs.
Sure.
They're older.
Yeah.
So if I hadn't, something would be wrong with me. But Arcade Fire. I feel like music really kind of shows, like you're throwing back and you're looking at something new, so it shows how well-rounded you are.
Yeah. Well, I think growing up in a small town, it kind of shapes who... I mean, basically what we had or what our resources were, you know, our parents. And my dad listened to some great music, 70s rock, 80s rock, you know, kind of influenced me for what I listen to now, so...
Can totally see that. I'm the same way, but it's country. Yeah, I remember sitting in the front room listening to Oak Ridge Boys, you know, Clint Black, Conway Twitty, Glenn Campbell. We would never listen to George Jones or Hank Williams because they were drunks.
Oh, really?
My parents were very religious.
Oh, I see.
Yes. And Elvis was the same way. But I kind of, like, that was my first rebellion.
Elvis.
I bought an Elvis CD.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's silly. Now that I look back.
Well, it's so funny, though, because, like, we went to Memphis in, what was that, April, and you learn about him, and he was a humanitarian at heart. He was just a very, very good person. So when people called him a rebel, and, you know, it's just kind of funny to learn his history and then understand, like, what were they thinking back then, you know?
It's just, you know, maybe things evolve in time.
Probably.
Just like a lot of people don't like the newer country because it is not what the older country was.
Mm.
Because it's kind of a mix of the pop that I liked in
college
and the country. So things evolve. So what was oh my gosh back then is not as oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh, Miley is gone off the rails. She is crazy.
Right.
She's doing exactly what Madonna did.
That's exactly my response too.
She's doing exactly what Elvis did. Just pushing the envelope. And people are paying attention.
Right. Well, that's what sells these days, you know.
It does.
Is anything that'll stir the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll get people talking. If they're talking, you're making money.
Any business or any news is good news.
Right.
Or any, I can't remember the term.
So are you a fast food person?
Unfortunately, yes.
Everyone is so ashamed. In this society, we all have to admit at one time or another we break and do some fast food.
Absolutely.
I will admit that on a regular occasion I love my Taco Bell. The quesarito whatever is new, it's like a cross between a burrito and a quesadilla. It's way too spicy for my white girl tongue, but it was a good idea.
Nice.
I like their five-layer burrito.
Yeah,
beefy five-layer burrito. And their chicken quesadilla with no sauce, because the jalapeno sauce is way too much for me.
Yeah, I like their quesadillas. I like their chalupas. Those are probably my favorite.
Yeah.
My daughter...
I have a problem.
Yeah, my daughter, she does too. She kind of... she always asks for nachos. Anytime we ask her what she wants for dinner, it's nachos.
And it's Taco Bell nachos.
Taco Bell, yes, yes.
See, as a child, I was a wuss and could not handle. Like, Grandma was the only one that would take us to Taco Bell. And she would take my brother to Taco Bell, and McDonald's was right next door. And I'd get some chicken nuggets.
Gotcha.
So sweet of her.
You ventured out, though.
Yes, I'm now, I can do Taco Bell, but any other Mexican restaurant or Hispanic restaurant, no.
Yeah, I used to tell my mom when I was younger. Well, I'm half.
Oh, okay.
I used to tell her that I was a bad Mexican because I didn't like tamales or mostly just tamales, but I think that was more so for the breading on the tamales.
Oh, yeah.
It's really breaded and I just...
I can see that. I've gotten where there are some Mexican restaurants I can go to because, like, I know how to navigate through their menu. And there's one here in Parker that's really good. Have you been to the one here in Parker? It's, like, down Main Street. Okay, you should check it
maybe.
Out.
Maybe. I don't know.
I forget what it's called.
I'm not down here very often, though. My aunt lives down here, and a couple of my cousins, but we don't usually venture.
Parker feels a long way away from town.
Really?
It does.
It's kind of like how Bennett is. It's the same. I don't think it's the same distance.
We're 20 miles from Denver.
Okay, so yeah, you're a little bit closer, but yeah. I know the feeling.
Yeah. but anyway, back to Taco Bell. They're coming out with a healthier menu. I didn't know they already had kind of a healthier menu. The healthy Cantina Bell menu. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, I have, actually.
I think it's because I'm tunnel vision, like beefy five-layer burrito right. and quesadilla.
Why would you eat healthy if you're going to Taco Bell?
But they're coming out with the Cantina Power menu, and everything on the menu has 500 calories or less.
Awesome.
And at least 15 grams of protein. They're going to have bowls and burritos. The bowls are going to be under 500 calories. The burritos are 300 calories lighter than the Cantina Bell counterparts, so under 500 calories again. And you can actually be smart and take toppings off, like take the guacamole off, the sour cream, the cheese.
Absolutely.
And it takes even more calories away.
Sure.
Yeah. And then maybe it tricks your mind into thinking, oh, I'm still having Taco Bell. Probably not.
Well,
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I mean, I do that at Chipotle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I make a healthier bowl, and it's still satiable, you know. I'm still getting that satisfaction that I'm eating at
Chipotle.
Chipotle, yeah. So.
I don't know. It's going to take some work.
You're going to say, oh, I need this healthy and then a bean burrito.
Right.
Please.
Hold the onions.
Right.
And they're actually, have you tried their breakfast menu?
I haven't. My husband did, though. He said.
I haven't. I'm scared to get into that hole. Did he like it?
I think maybe he didn't and he was going to. I can't remember.
I'm scared
I would
to
try
fall
it.
Down that,
I'd try it.
That rabbit hole. Like, hey.
I would try it.
Let's stop by Taco Bell every morning.
I like.
But they're going to have a healthier breakfast menu, too.
Well, that's good.
You like what?
I like McDonald's McGriddles.
Oh, with the syrup in the McMuffin type thing.
Yep.
I remember the first time I had one of those, my dad brought one home And I was like, what is this? What is this amazingness?
Why am I just meeting this for the right. first time?
And then I would like order them regularly, and then they started putting the calorie content on the menu.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Right.
Wow.
We joke about that too. We're like, why would they do that? I mean, I understand why they do it, but really.
I think it's from Michelle Obama. She's making it. She's trying to make everything healthier menu-wise in the world.
Which is great for me because as I'm ordering, I'm like, ooh.
I'm going to go with the egg white.
Yes.
And no bread. Right. Hold the cheese. Just give me egg whites.
Right, right.
And a Diet Coke.
Yes.
Never mind water. Yes. Thank you, Michelle Obama.
Yes.
I'm healthier because of you, but not as happy.
Exactly.
Adam Levine, are you a big fan? He got married this last weekend?
No, I've never really been a huge... I don't follow him. I'm not attracted to him. We'll put it that way.
I'm not all the time, but sometimes I see pictures and his muscle tone just makes me want to touch his abs.
Yeah, I can see that. I think a lot of guys with nice bodies, you know, that's just kind of our natural thing now.
Yes.
But I would say not one of my top hottie hunks.
I was sad to see him get married. I wasn't ready. Wasn't ready for that.
I can understand that, yeah.
He's one of those guys, just like when Brad Pitt got married.
Yeah.
Even though it was Jennifer Aniston. I was like, what? And then when it was Angelina, I was like, hell no. But that was a long time ago. He's like 50 now.
Are you over that?
I am. Finally. I'm now, yeah.
Close the door.
I'm more of a Blake Shelton fan.
Okay.
So Adam and Blake, they're on The Voice, which you're not into the reality show. I'm not either, but... I like Blake Shelton because he's country music. And he's married to my BFF that doesn't know she's my BFF, Miranda.
Okay.
And he has hilarious sense of humor.
Oh, good.
You're on Twitter. You need to follow him because he's funny.
Blake Shelton?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was an okay fan. Like, I was like, yeah, he's cool. He's dating Miranda. I like some of his songs. But then I started following him on Twitter, and I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is hilarious. And you know, the secret to a girl's heart is to make her laugh.
Oh,
it really
is. Yeah, yeah.
And then when he got picked to be on The Voice, I was like, oh yeah. And people are like, what? Why? I was like, you must not follow him on Twitter.
He's
a freaking hilarious man.
I'll look him up, yeah.
And he's just one of those manly men.
Yeah.
Like, he hunts, and he could, like, kill a deer and make it for dinner the same night, and... I think I am more attracted to that, even though I haven't seen his abs, but I think he's probably not as chiseled.
Probably not. But, it's that sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my comparison when I thought of Adam Levine not being attractive, my counterpart or the opposite end, I think, would be Gerard Butler for me.
Okay.
So kind of more like that manlier looking man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rugged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rawr. He doesn't have to shave every day.
No.
Yeah. So, anyway, Adam Levine got married. And the funny part was that Jonah Hill was the officiant.
Mm-hmm.
And then to loop back to Fleetwood Mac, Adam Levine and Stevie Nicks collaborated with Leather and Lace at his wedding. They sang that song.
That's really cool, but I don't think I'd want to sing at my wedding.
Uh-uh.
You know?
No.
I didn't sing at my wedding.
Did you have someone sing at your wedding?
No.
Yeah.
It would have been cool, though, now that I think about it. A wedding singer?
Yeah.
Man, I should have looked up Adam Sandler.
That would have been awesome. 50 Shades of Grey. Have you read the books?
No, I have not.
Have you heard of the books?
I've heard of the books.
You need to read the books.
Okay.
Because it's an amazing love story. With some twists and turns.
Is it a love story? Because I've heard of other things.
When you dig deep, it is a love story. But okay. I
your mind gets clouded with all this other stuff.
I started reading it on a plane.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there holding this book, reading, and I was like feeling embarrassed. Like everyone knows what I'm reading about right now. And so I moved it to the gym at that point. And my gym at work is just me.
Okay.
And an elliptical. So I read all three books in like a couple months, which is a record for me. I don't have time to read. It takes me forever to go through a book, and now I'm like, where is the movie? And we haven't talked about the movie on the podcast for a while. I think it's because there's been minimal, like, updates in the news department.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read them. My sister's a huge fan. I I guess when I did hear about it, it was Charlie Hunnam who was supposed to be mm-hmm. the doctor, which I was all over that.
Another very nice chiseled man.
He's a hottie. Yeah.
But he backed out because everyone freaked out because they're obviously not Sons of Anarchy fans. Are you?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Totally. We're going to have to talk about that. Yeah. You said you have one more season to catch up on.
I'm a little behind.
So I think maybe the next time we have you on, which is in a couple weeks, we'll talk. But I won't reveal anything.
I'll have a marathon.
Awesome.
So that we can talk about
it. And you can tell your husband it's my fault.
Yeah. Well, we did that actually a couple months ago. Probably like a month or so.
The new season's coming up in September.
I know, so we have to get on it.
Get on it.
It's the last season. We have last season's DVR'd.
Okay.
And we're just finishing up on the season before that. So we have like a season and a half to go until September. So yeah. We'll get it done though. I'll get it done in a month. Okay.
And we'll talk about it. But, all right. So he's not the 50 Shades of Grey guy. He's not Christian Grey. The guy that is, his name is, what is his name? Jamie Dornan. He's going to play Christian Grey. I've never heard of him.
Yeah.
And then Dakota Johnson is playing Anastasia Steele, who is the female in the movie.
Yeah, I've never heard of either of these people.
She is the daughter of Don Johnson and someone else, I think. Am I wrong?
Oh, Don Johnson from, what's that show?
Miami Vice?
Miami Vice.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm really bad with names and people.
Okay.
In fact, you were kind of correcting me on last week's podcast. We were talking about Cameron Diaz and who she's dating now. Who she's dating? Benji Madden. Like Steve Madden, but not.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, he was married to Nicole Richie. What happened? I didn't even know they got divorced. That is not the case, Janet. Google before you record. Because she is married to Joel Madden, who is the twin brother of Benji Madden.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, when I was so listening to your podcast yesterday, so then I just Googled it, and I found this article that said Nicole Richie so excited to have been the matchmaker between Cameron and Benji, which threw me off a little bit, because if my...
You had been listening to Janet, who said that was her ex-husband.
Right, why would you set up a friend with an ex, and that just would be a lot of bad blood right there. Mm-hmm. But then it goes on to say her husband is the...
Joel Madden.
Yeah, the twin brother. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Anyway, so 50 Shades of Grey. I keep derailing. Wow. Wine's going to my head, I guess. it's coming out in February 13th, just in time for Valentine's Day. But this last weekend, Beyonce Instagrammed a slow motion remix version of her Crazy in Love with scenes from the movie. And I was confused again. Because why is Beyonce in the mix? I don't even know.
Well, have you heard her newest song, The Drunken Love?
I think I have, yes.
Pretty racy.
Oh, and the movie is racy.
So I would imagine those two kind of...
collaborated. She might be on the soundtrack?
Possibly.
Okay.
She is Jay-Z's wife, and they're pretty big.
She is a hot mama.
They're pretty big in the music world, so...
Are they? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. No. Who's Jay who?
Jay what?
J-P? J-Y?
Right, so she teased us, but there's supposed to be a trailer out soon.
Awesome.
I'm super excited. So you have homework. You have to catch up on Sons and start reading 50 Shades of Grey.
All of them.
Yes.
Okay.
There's only three.
Done and done.
All right. So I sent you a list of some struggles that kids today are going to, they're not going to understand. Some things that we, and I was a little nervous sending this to you, some things that we went through growing up.
Sure.
Because you're a few years younger than I am. Mm-hmm. You're in your mid-20s. I'm in my early 30s.
Right.
Quite into the mid-30s yet. Right. But I was very happy.
That's how I felt when I got to my mid-20s. And now I'm on the decline. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's okay though.
Wait, 30's awesome.
Yeah.
30's awesome.
I am excited.
Yeah. Okay. And so you responded to my email saying, oh, yeah, I could totally relate. I was like, wee, I'm not old. And I'm going to share some of these.
Sure.
We don't want to take up the whole hour talking about them, but some of these were pretty fun. LimeWire, which I hadn't thought about in forever.
Right.
The last time I thought about it was because I was mad at it because I downloaded a few songs and it crashed my whole computer and I had to buy a new one.
Nice.
But I do recall having to be very frustrated when I would download a song and maybe it wasn't the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was an artist that wasn't the artist it was supposed to be.
Right.
Do you remember those struggles?
Yeah, mine was mostly the whole fact that, you know, it takes forever to download. And then finally you get to open up the track and then it's halfway done.
Right.
It's like, no.
I remember downloading a song. It was supposed to be Tim McGraw and Faith Hill singing Butterfly Kisses.
Uh-huh.
Three very awesome things into one song. I was so excited. It was Butterfly Kisses, but it was not Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
Mm.
I was like, this will be perfect if I ever get married.
Was it his brother, maybe?
Does he have a brother?
I don't know.
Oh. You could have totally, like...
Yeah.
Yes. His name is Jim.
Bill. Jim. Yeah, Jim. Jim McGrath.
McGrath. Oh, heavens. Do you remember burning CDs and it wouldn't burn all of the songs you wanted?
Yes.
You ran out of room.
Yes. The biggest or the saddest part about it was because you create this playlist of all these great songs. And usually what I did, I was pretty meticulous about it. I would categorize my CDs.
Wow.
So, like, if I was kind
of categories?
Like, well, like, if I was, like, in a, like, more, like, a loungier mood, so they were, like, slower songs,
oh.
And then if I was in an upbeat mood,
mm-hmm.
So then you just, I picked through my music list, and I was able to get the top, all the best songs, right? Well, if I didn't have enough space on the CD, you have to choose which one to vote off the island.
And it's like, children.
Right.
Like, which child do I not want to love today?
Exactly. Like, which one am I going to vote off the island?
Yes, I remember that. It was on Windows Media Player.
Mm, yeah, with the dancing colors.
The dancing colors. Oh, that's awesome. You know, Microsoft had to lay off a bunch of people, or they're getting ready to.
Really?
And it's because we don't use Windows Media Player anymore.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say. It's like, but they are
laying
I don't.
Off. They are laying off. Did read that they are laying off a bunch of people, and it made me think, yeah, I don't use my Windows stuff like I used to. I have an Apple, an iPhone, an iPad.
iTunes is dominating everything.
Yeah, so. It is.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Bill Gates has plenty of money, though.
Yeah, he's probably going to be okay.
He'll be okay.
Yeah.
The AOL dial-up tone.
Yeah, I remember that.
I got my first email address when I was 16.
Okay.
And it was because my best friend, her mom got her internet. And it was AOL. And you could have like up to 5 email addresses on one account. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so she created PinkBarb27.
Oh, nice.
I did not create that, but I held on to it. I no longer have PinkBarb27 at AOL.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely held on to it. I have the Yahoo, the Gmail. And that is, how you find me on Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I remember that dial-up. And then, like, if her mom would call someone,
uh-huh.
Oh, she would get so mad. She would cuss at her mom. Because we would get disconnected from our chat sessions.
Right. Well, those were the funnest. You would go into the chat rooms, and then
they were predators.
Oh, yeah. Totally. But I remember, you could be such a troll, even. Just yes. Pick fights with people. I was kind of... I actually got my family kicked off of AOL.
How?
Because I downloaded this, it was like an adware to AOL.
Uh-huh.
And it was a troll. It was called Troll.
Oh.
And basically what it was you could send instant messages as a AOL team member saying that their membership was being canceled. And so I did.
And you did that just to make them mad?
No, it was just more so, like, I started it off as my friends. And then you could also, like, print these really elaborate, cool pictures in the chat room. So, like, you're having this conversation, and then all of a sudden someone starts the program. And then it, like, just paints, like, a picture with a bunch of symbols and numbers. And so it just starts to, like, scroll up. So all of your chat conversation that you were just reading is now just being filled with pictures.
Oh, wow.
It was cool. I thought it was awesome. And then you could change your font. And but yeah, I ended up opening up a chat room and sending it to some random person I didn't know. So they turned us in, or somebody called and they're like, why are we getting deleted? Type. I'm assuming that's what happened.
Oh.
My parents were pretty mad at me.
Were you grounded?
Yeah, because, well, I think I was, but the downfall to it was more so that we had to go to Earthlink.
I vaguely remember Earthlink.
It was nothing like AOL.
Oh, no. It was like the generic
Ugly
AOL.
Sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
The Ugly Sister.
To the prom queen.
Let's see. What other things? CD players and trying to exercise with CD players. I can only imagine. I never tried that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because I would go on walks. We lived in an area that was close to a creek.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd always go on, like, my nature walks.
So you couldn't run?
No.
Yeah.
But then they came out with anti-skip.
Did it actually work?
No.
No. Disposable cameras, going to Walmart, dropping them off, and you had to wait 2 to 3 days to get them back. I have to admit, I used those up until 5 years ago.
Yeah, same with us.
Because I didn't understand digital photos. I was like, you have to have an actual photo in hand.
Right.
If this is on my camera, how do I get it?
I
have photo albums from when Steve and I started dating 4 years ago, because I would print all my pictures.
Yeah.
How funny.
Yellow pages, printing off MapQuest.
Mm-hmm. MapQuest was a tricky one, because it always seemed to happen that I would be leaving to go where I was going to go, and mm-hmm. I'd print the directions off right as I was about to leave.
Right.
Or my mom was going to drive me one. And the ink runs out on the printer.
Oh. So you have partial directions?
Yeah. So, like, we have a map, and then it just leads into nowhere with the directions. It's like, oh, okay.
Were you a big Nintendo fan?
Yeah, absolutely. Mario.
Remember blowing the cartridges?
Mm-hmm.
When Mario and Luigi wouldn't start?
Yes.
It would just, or it would flash that start screen. Do you remember that?
I remember it just freezing.
Mm.
Like, you would button mash to
and
no
you're on
end.
Like 7-4.
Right.
And you're going to save the princess at 8-4. And, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's see. Missing the final episode of your favorite show and having to wait till the next season to even know what's going on. Can you imagine? We would not even be able to talk about Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
You wouldn't even know what it is.
Right. I mean, I think that's why today's culture is awesome, because you can have marathons. You know how each season
comes out. Netflix is my BFF.
I like Netflix, yeah.
That is the only reason I know what Pretty Little Liars is.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. I've never watched
it. My friend was watching, so boyfriend's out of town one weekend, and I'm looking at Netflix, and I was like, okay, I'll watch the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll watch the whole first season. Okay, I'll watch the whole second season.
Right.
And now and it's a teeny bopper show.
Sure.
It's probably not something I should admit to the world.
There could be worse things.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but when I read that on the list, you know what I thought of was TGIF. It was on ABC.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Family Matters, Step by Step.
Yes.
It was these fun family shows every mm-hmm. Friday night.
Yeah, that's
I do. What else was on there?
Family Matters, Step by Step, and was Full House on that one?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, because by that time, Full House was in reruns.
Boy Meets World?
I want to say you're right. I almost said that.
Boy Meets World.
Yes, I loved that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I didn't think anyone else remembered that.
Oh, yeah.
But TGIF on Friday nights, ABC.
And I think it was followed by
2020.
The funniest home videos or...
No, it was 2020. Kick it
out? Was it 2020?
Yes.
Huh.
That's where I fell in love with Barbara Walters.
Awesome.
Because I watched, yeah.
I never watched that. Those were the boring shows for me.
It meant I didn't have to go to bed if I looked interested.
Oh, see, now we watch the news very, very seldomly. I can't watch the news.
It's depressing.
It is depressing. And my daughter is sitting right there with us, and she's absorbing it. Maybe she's just trying to look interested so she doesn't have to go to bed. But I look at her, and I see what story's on the news, and it freaks me out. I'm like, ooh.
Bedtime.
Yeah.
Bedtime.
Time to go.
Yes.
Let's sing Kumbaya right before you go to bed.
Right.
No bad thoughts.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah,
I was so glad you reached out to me. You just saw it on Facebook, sent me an email, and
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll have you back in a few weeks.
Cool.
And we'll talk about some sons. If you're ready, I don't want you to feel pressured.
I can talk about sons
without giving away. As long as I know.
It took me a little while to get back into it because they got rid of my favorite.
Which one?
Opie.
Okay, good. So you've seen that part.
Yeah. Yeah. And I cried.
I couldn't watch that scene. I still haven't seen that scene.
I did.
I saw it coming.
I didn't know it was coming.
I saw it. I felt it coming and I was like, nope. So, and I heard it and I had to cover. I was like a 5-year old covering my ears. La 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 la. I did not want it.
Yeah. I
That was intense.
I had to break up with Sons for that.
That is one of those shows where no one is safe.
No. It's so. Yeah. Just. Yeah.
Do you watch Under the Dome?
Uh-uh.
That's very similar this season. People are dying. You're like, what? They were a main character.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sons of Anarchy is so
twisted.
Has to be on FX because it could not be on any other station.
Yeah. Well, that's how. I want to say that's just how Kurt Sutter is.
Have you? You can follow him on Twitter, too. He is a freak.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll follow him on Twitter.
I like Peg Bundy.
Yeah. What's her real name?
Katie Seagal.
And that's his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She seems like she's like a super sweet lady in real life. Mm-hmm. I liked her on Futurama. That was probably one of my favorite adult cartoons I would watch.
I was not allowed to watch
The Simpsons.
Married with Children.
Oh, Married with Children.
Or The Simpsons.
I just heard on AXS, I think, they're going to have a marathon that's going to show the entire 25 seasons of The Simpsons.
When?
It starts soon. I think it starts and goes through till September.
Oh my God. Just constant?
Yeah. It's like a marathon, and it'll be the longest running marathon.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I haven't watched them in forever, though.
I didn't get them as a kid, but now they're funnier to me because they haven't aged. No, they haven't.
So, my logic is like, they haven't aged. I want progression in life.
Yeah.
Bart is still a child.
Yeah.
Lisa is still a child. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right, we're going to head on out of here, but you'll be back and
Yay. Post.
Share with your friends so we can get some new followers.
Awesome.
And let us know if you're listening what you want us to talk about next time.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.